Welcome to this lesson on building a dubwise intro blend in Ableton Live 12. If that sounds fancy, don't worry, we are basically making the opening 16 bars of a drum and bass tune feel like a smoky sound system ritual, ragga vocals, echo trails, filter drums, a teasing bass line, and just enough chaos to make the drop land way harder. This is beginner friendly, but the vibe we're aiming for is real, not a generic EDM buildup, not just some sounds before the drop. We want space, attitude, and tension. In dub and dragon-fused DNB, the intro is part of the story. It tells the listener what kind of ride they're about to get on. Let's start by setting the tempo. Aim for somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM. That keeps us in classic drum and bass territory, and it gives the intro that forward-moving energy, even when things are stripped back. Now set up your tracks in an organized way. You'll want an audio track for vocal chops, another audio track for your break or drum loop, a MIDI track for the bass tease, and two return tracks, one for dub delay and one for reverb. If you want, group your drums into a drum bus too. That organization matters more than people think. When the arrangement gets busy, clear routing helps you stay in control instead of turning the session into a mess. On the vocal track, load up something simple like EQ8, maybe simpler if you're chopping audio into slices, and utility, if you need to keep the voice centered and under control. On the break track, use a EQ8, drum bus, and maybe glue compressor if you're layering drums. On the bass track, try operator or wavetable, then saturator, EQ8, and utility. On the return tracks, put echo on one and reverb on the other. Now for the fun part, the ragga vocal. Pick a short vocal phrase with attitude. A shout, chant, or one-liner with strong consonants works best. You want something that can become a rhythmic hook, not a full verse. Drop it into simpler in slice mode if you want quick chop control, or manually cut the audio clip into a few pieces. Here's the key idea, choose only a few slices that really carry personality. Maybe one has a nice attack, another has a strong vowel, and another just sounds nasty in the best way. If one of the chops feels too full in the low end, cut everything below around 120 Hz with EQ8. That keeps the vocal out of the sub range and leaves room for the bass. Now place those chops like they're talking back to the drums. A nice starter pattern is one chop on beat one, another on the offbeat, then a delayed response near the end of the bar. That call and response thing is very dubwise. It creates the feeling of space, like the vocal is bouncing through a sound system instead of just sitting on top of the beat. Next, let's get the delay involved. This is where the intro starts sounding like Riedel dub. On your return track, load echo. Start with a time, setting around quarter note or maybe 3/8 note if you want a more syncopated feel. Keep the feedback around the middle, maybe 35-55% to start. Then filter the delay so the repeats aren't full range. We want them tucked behind the main sounds, like ghosts. The important move here is automation. Don't drown every chop in delay. Instead, use throws. That means most of the time the vocal is fairly dry, and then one word or one hit gets a big splash of echo. Automate the send level up for just that moment, then pull it back down. Even a small throw can sound huge if the timing is right. If you want a more dramatic dub moment, automate echo feedback up at the end of a bar, then snap it back down before the next phrase. That creates that classic swelling delay burst without washing out the whole mix. Now let's bring in the breakbeat. You do not need a super complex chopped amen to begin with. Even a simple loop can work if it's filtered and arranged well. Put the break on its own track and clean it up with EQ8. Cut any low rumble below about 30 to 40 Hz. Then add drum bus for a little extra punch. For the intro, keep the break dark at first. Use a low-pass filter and start it around 300 to 700 Hz, depending on how murky you want it. The idea is that the break sounds like it's emerging through fog. In the first four bars, you might only hear top percussion and ghostly snare hints. Then over the next few bars, the body of the break opens up more and more. This is one of the biggest beginner lessons in DNB arrangement. Don't reveal everything at once. Let the energy rise in stages. The intro should feel like it's waking up. Now for the bass tease. The bass in the intro should hint at the drop, not steal the whole show. Use operator if you want a simple sub-based sound. A sine wave is a great place to start. Keep the pattern sparse, maybe 2 to 4 notes per bar, and maybe even fewer than that at first. The goal is not a full bass line. The goal is a suggestion. Keep it mono or very close to mono, using utility. That's important for club-safe low end. You can add a little saturator drive, maybe just a few dB, to make the bass feel denser without cranking the volume. If the upper harmonics get too sharp, soften them with EQ8. A good intro trick is to let the bass answer the vocal. So after a chop or delay throw, the bass comes in with a short note or substab, then leave space again. That question and answer feeling gives the intro personality. Let's shape the drum bus now. If your drums are grouped, use gentle processing rather than heavy smashing. Blue compressor with a 2-to-1 ratio, a slower attack, and a medium release is a solid starting point. You only need a little gain reduction, maybe 1-3 dB. The point is glue, not destruction. A touch of drum bus can add attitude, but keep it subtle. Then use EQ8 to clear out muddy buildup around 200 to 400 Hz if the drums and vocals start crowding each other. This is a good moment to think like a mix engineer. If the intro feels thick but not powerful, the answer is often not to add more. The answer is usually remove some low mids. That area can get cloudy fast when vocals, filtered breaks, and bass all stack up. Now let's arrange the whole thing in 4-bar phrases. Think of the intro in 4 chunks. The first 4 bars can be mostly vocal atmosphere and delay tails. Bars 5 through 8 bring in the filtered break. Bars 9 through 12 make the bass tees more obvious. Then bars 13 through 16 build the tension and prepare the drop. You can automate the break filter opening over 8 bars. You can automate vocal send levels so the delay throws get bigger at the right moments. You can even make the reverb slightly shorter as the intro gets more intense, so the mix feels like it's tightening up before the drop. The trick is to make little changes, not giant ones. Dubwise energy comes from detail. A bit more delay, a bit more brightness, a little more bass presence. Those tiny moves add up. It also helps to leave intentional gaps. Silence is part of the groove. Don't be afraid to mute one vocal response or drop out a drum hit every few bars. That empty space makes the next hit feel more important. In dub, what you leave out matters just as much as what you put in. If you want to add one more layer, use something simple like vinyl noise, jungle ambience, a crowd texture, or a dub chord stab. Keep it low in the mix. It should be felt more than heard. And if you want a final cue into the drop, use a reversed vocal tail, a snare fill, a delay feedback swell, or even a tiny stop rate before impact. A little emptiness before the drop can make the drop hit way harder. A few things to watch out for. If the intro has too much low end, high pass your vocals and atmospheres, and keep the bass teasing instead of full force. If the delay is flooding everything, automate it only on selected words or hits. If the break comes in too loud too early, start darker and open it more gradually. If the bass feels too busy, simplify it. And if the vocals don't feel locked to the groove, move the chops so they sit better with the drums. Here's a useful way to think about the layers, foreground, background, and ghosts. The vocal chop is usually the foreground. The break is the background motion. The delay and reverb tails are the ghosts. If everything feels equally important, the intro loses depth. One more pro move: resample your best delay throws. If a vocal echo sounds amazing, record it to Audivo. Then you can chop it, reverse it, stutter it, or mute parts of it. Audio is often easier to shape than a live effect chain, especially when you want that real dub-style feel. If you want to push this further, try making 2 versions of the intro. One can be darker and more spacious for the first 8 bars, then more active for the next 8. Or make the first half feel half-time and heavy, even though the project is still running at drum and bass tempo. That can give the intro a slower, more menacing breath before the energy ramps up. For your practice run, keep it simple. Pick a vocal sample, chop it into a few pieces, add echo on a return, bring in a filtered break, write a tiny bass tease, automate one filter opening, and finish with a drop cue. Then listen back at low volume. If it still feels like a proper DNBA intro when it's quiet, you're on the right track. So to recap, a Dubwise intro blend is about tension, space, and sound system attitude. Use vocal chops as the hook, echo throws for movement, filtered breaks for momentum, and a restrained bass tease to hint at the drop. Keep the low end clean, the arrangement phrase-based, and the atmosphere intentional. If you do that, the intro won't feel like filler. It'll feel like the tune is already telling a story. And when the drop finally lands, it'll land with way more impact.